This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, going outside the box with my good buddy Ty Bollinger, TMBRSB, together again, and a little bit of a sad start to the day here. You had sent me a message over the weekend that our friend Dr. Ben Johnson, featured in The Truth About Cancer in a number of the episodes, just an all-around great guy with a good heart, passed away suddenly over the weekend, and we just want to acknowledge our love and thoughts and prayers for his family and anybody that knew and loved him as we did.
Yeah, really sad news. As a matter of fact, it was on my birthday, January 19th, that he passed, and just got a message from the family that said he had a brief illness, and they were shocked, and I think most of the people are shocked. I mean, yeah, Dr. Ben was a big part of the truth about or the quest continues is when I first interviewed him in San Diego, and then the global quest, and he's been to our events, spoke at our events, come to our gala in Nashville. I mean, just a great guy, and love Dr. Ben. So just a big hole that will not be filled for him being gone. You know, he had the book that was a really a big selling book, No Mammograms, right?
He's right.
Really big into thermography. You know, he was a natural medicine doctor, an MD, an MD, a DO. I mean, very well educated, and he was in The Secret too, if you remember.
Yes, that's right.
The movie The Secret, and you know, one of the things that was unique about Dr. Ben is he would literally take his, kind of like the way that the doctors used to do, he would take his bag and mm-hmm. he would go to visit patients wherever they were. Instead of making them come to his office, he would go see them in their homes, which I really appreciated about him. Just a great guy. I was very sad to hear that he was gone, and he will definitely be missed.
Well, and I know I called you on your birthday and left you a voicemail. I was like, you know, wanting to celebrate with you, obviously. And then we lose a friend, a loved one like that. And it's, you know, the continuity of life. We know people come, people go. You and I have a belief that, you know, this is not it, right? There's life beyond this life. But it's still it's sad for us that, you know, we're left behind and we don't get to say hi to them as we could at any point in time. And, you know, I think about the preciousness of life and how you choose to spend it. What do you do? Are you on a mission? Are you living your life's passion, for instance? Or are you doing what you think you have to do because others have programmed you to do it? And then, you know, that's a big part of going outside the box as well, because there are people that can constrain you and to say, this is the way it's done. And you're like, well, but God's trying to send you a message. No, you have to go beyond what other people are telling you is what your life is about.
Yeah, you got to find your mission, and you got to find your passion and do it. And, you know, again, I think that's what Dr. Ben was doing. And another thing I forgot to mention, he was also a Vietnam veteran. So Dr. Ben had a full life, but he's going to be sorely missed. He was a great man.
Now, we've all got to hurry. Now, I got to say this for a reason, because the socialist sage of the millennial variety, Ocasio-Cortez, has come out and said the world is going to end in 12 years, and we should stop worrying about how much things cost, and this is our World War II. I'm like, I don't even know she knows what World War II is, but did you see this young lady? I mean, look, she can dance, but man, what IQ, I don't know what's going on with her.
I've seen, you know, with Cortez, nothing she says surprises me anymore. I don't know if she's really that much of an idiot, or if she just says things to shock people, if she just said things to shock people, I think I would be a little bit less concerned. But I think she's just an idiot. I think she just she's just not all that smart. And she says stupid things because that's what she's really thinking. I think what she should probably do is implement the 10-second rule. Like, before I say something,
yeah,
let's be quiet for 10 seconds and then think about, is this one of the stupidest things that's ever been said? Hmm. And if it is, then let's not say it. That's kind of the way that my mom used to do whenever we'd be fighting at the house or be mad at somebody. She'd say, you know, before you say something, count to 10. And then you'll be calmed down and you won't say something that you'll regret, you know. And in today's generation with the Facebook and the Twitter and the Instagram and all the instant messaging, you know, people just, they just say whatever comes off the top of their head, even if they don't think about the long-term consequences. Unfortunately, you know, for the people that actually want somebody that knows what they're doing in office, it doesn't seem to be hurting Cortez. It's like the stupider the comment, the more support she gets.
It's sad. And, you know, she came on and said, you know, this is not a gaffe. I meant what I said. She says, for some reason, the GOP, because, again, she plays the Hegelian dialectic like no other, right? It's a left-right,
yeah,
Republican-Democrat thing. And, of course, she's not even lockstep with Democrats because she's a socialist full-on, although that they've leaned that way for a while. She says, for some reason, GOP seems to think this is a gaffe, but it's actually a generational difference, Cortez said on Twitter, quoting a widely shared video of her prediction. Young people understand that climate change is an existential threat. 3,000 Americans died in Hurricane Maria. Now, granted, we covered, you know, the tragic hurricanes that were passing through mm-hmm. the Caribbean last year. It was brutal, but throughout history, there have been hurricanes that have been as devastating or worse. And to claim that whatever she defines as climate change is the cause of this, as if man has control over the climate more than the sun does, again, that's the level of ignorance that not only she, but many environmentalists fall prey to.
Well, yeah, and you know, in the end, maybe she doesn't even know this, but the goal is to tax, you know, it's to generate more money from the carbon tax. And so the bankers know that, and a lot of the people that are proponents of man-made climate change know that. She probably doesn't, but in the end, that's what they're after. They're just after more money, the taxes for our carbon footprint. You know, you look at Al Gore, who is the one that made this, you know, brought this to the limelight. If you look at his 50,000-square-foot mansion, I think it is, here in Tennessee, he has a bigger carbon footprint than most small towns. So it's like don't listen to what we or don't look at what we do. Just yeah. Listen to what we say. He doesn't preach or he doesn't live what he's preaching.
Right.
And that's the problem with climate change is we have these people, these politicians that are talking about climate change. You got to drive a little box car made of cardboard and that has a little battery because of your carbon footprint. Meanwhile, they're flying around on their Lear jets, driving their Hummers, and living in 50,000 square foot mansions. So it's really, if you want to talk about a Hegelian dialectic, there's the Hegelian dialectic right there.
Did you see that the Davos billionaires, the globalists, the leftists on that level, meeting in Switzerland and flying in on their private jets, etc. Here because they're going to save us all from ourselves. And the UN says we have 12 years left to fix it. That's according to Ocasio-Cortez. You know, going, it's the United Nations. They know better, right? Yeah, a bunch of commies, a bunch of globalists, a bunch of people that are so corrupt that they're child trafficking.
Well, you know, coming from Ocasio-Cortez, did she say that when she got inaugurated on January 4th? Because that's what she had said in last November, she was going to be inaugurated the 4th of January. Oh, that's right. She doesn't get inaugurated, and it isn't January 4th. Okay, well, point proved.
Yeah. Yeah, folks, again, this is not TMB and RSB going, we want to destroy the environment. No, we're all about a cleaner environment. But the idea that you can, let's say, fictitiously make claims about changes in climate that used to be called global warming, most every prediction that Al Gore and his ilk put out there all those years ago is not come to pass. In fact, the opposite has happened. There are real issues like the pole shifts. We see the movement of the pole. We see, again, differences in sun activity impacting our electromagnetic universe that, you know, man has little to no control over, okay?
Right.
So Ocasio-Cortez is going for the socialist, globalist, one-world odor bent. And she's a useful idiot to that, I believe. Again, I don't know her IQ, but at the very best, I'm going to call her a useful idiot.
Well, I mean, she could have very high IQ and still say a bunch of stupid stuff. So I don't know her IQ either, but some of the things she said are just idiotic. But here, look, with global warming, it's very, very similar to vaccines. The science is settled, right? The science is settled. Vaccines are safe and effective, even though they're not. And even though all doctors agree that vaccines are safe and effective, but they don't. It's the same with the global warming, the man-made climate change. The science is settled. Man's causing the Earth to warm up. Well, no, the science isn't settled. And no, all the scientists don't agree. There's tens of thousands of scientists that have signed a document that said we don't agree that man is causing this climate change. Let's look into this more. So anytime you hear, quote, the science is settled, your ears should kind of perk up and start thinking, okay, this is an area where the science is not settled, but they're trying to ram it down our throat for an agenda.
Yeah, and here's, you know, a place where we could agree with those that are so-called environmentalists. If they do talk about issues like pollution, you know, that does concern us. It's not that impactful in terms of climate per se, although we could argue that those that are spraying us from above, they call it geoengineering, some have called it chemtrails, to dim the sun that reaches us, apparently. I mean, that's one of the arguments in their patents on that thing. But yet, those same people who are for the environment, when we say, you know what, those same toxins you claim not to like, you put them in a syringe and inject them into a baby, and like in California, the Democrat leftists go, well, that's okay, that's fine, that we can pollute that environment.
Yeah, well, it's a double standard, isn't it? Like, it's let's worry more about what we're actually injecting into children. They don't care about that, right? Because it doesn't fit their agenda. The agenda is, well, we could talk about the depopulation agenda that could be a covert reason for the vaccine schedules, but I don't know if we want to go there or not.
Well, I think that talking about it, as we know, those in the mainstream media really don't see this. And I've said this, and yesterday I went on a little bit of a rant on the show about how obviously the people on the left have no clue as they're crying, oh, open the government, people can't afford their health care. I'm like, really? They've got the so-called best medical insurance that money can buy because they're in the government, and now they're out of it temporarily. I'm thinking they're going to live now. They're not going to have access to pharmaceuticals, and none of those pharmaceuticals that they have the government or the taxpayer cover for them are actually correcting any of their underlying conditions. They're not curing diabetes. They're not curing asthma. They're not curing cancer. If there was a free market for healing and medicine, which people, let me say this, people on the right, the Republicans don't know the basic history of how we got here, Ty. They don't know about the Flexner Report, so they're not even arguing for freedom.
No, they're not. They don't understand how the drug-intensive style of medicine has been shoved down the throats of medical doctors for 100 years because of the Flexner Report. But here,
I got a gag because we're on. No, you said shoving it down. No, hey, we got to stop. We got a break. It's commercial
break.
Time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More with TMB after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's THE bestedpill.com, the online doctor's office.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Bollinger can be found at The Truth About Cancer, The Truth About Vaccines. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. What are we going to do?
Well, you know what we can do is we can continue what we were talking about right before the break, because I was just going to mention the fact that in producing this Truth About Cancer, he presents Eastern Medicine Journey Through Asia, which is coming out in April, and it's going to be good, folks, believe me. Mm-hmm. I've been watching through a lot of these interviews when I'm scripting these episodes, and I just watched an interview yesterday with a medical doctor from Malaysia. And he said something that was really profound, and it'll resonate with the people that are listening, and especially you, RSB. He said, the body is crying to heal itself. The body has the power to heal. The body is not crying for chemotherapy. The body is not crying for radiotherapy. The body is crying for nature. Because nature has all the answers to healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was so profound, because when you're sick, your body's crying for nature. Your body's crying to be infused with natural healing substances that mm-hmm. God has put everywhere. It's not crying for more chemical poison. But that we're told that that you need to get chemical poison into a sick body to heal it, which doesn't make any sense.
Sure.
It makes about as much sense as Ocasio-Cortez. Maybe she said that.
is it an issue of misinterpreting the body signals or completely ignoring them? Because I think it might be the latter. The reason I say this is, you know, based on what you're telling me, when you have a symptom, it's not the cells going, hey, buddy, listen. I need some toxic chemicals that are going to destroy our liver because, you know, we can't have our liver working. It's already not great. Just go ahead and knock it out. Give me a drug. It's like, whoever thought that's what the cells were trying to say?
Yeah, who would have thought that? Well, see, the reason that we think that is because of the education system, because of the Flexner Report. That's what we have been taught to think, right? I mean, if you've been taught that the moon's made of cheese your whole life, then you think it, right? It's absurd as that might sound, that's what you thought because you've been taught it.
If it's really nice round Gouda, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I might take a bite of it at that point. You're right. But, I mean, that's just what you've been taught. So it's just accepted. It's widely accepted that this is the solution to sickness now because they've been taught this for 100 years is prescribe more drugs. That is the way that we get people well is to prescribe, you know, petrochemical patented medicine drugs to get them well. And that's why we're fighting an uphill battle is because of this indoctrination system in the actual medical colleges themselves.
Mm. Well, and this is why, you know, it's fascinating because there are people trying to do good work out there and you spotlight them, I spotlight them. We try to bring them out and give them the light of day because the mainstream media often doesn't cover it in any way. Although, very interesting, Forbes magazine, occasionally we cover stories that they pull out and, you know, about half the time they're just whacked out. Some of the other half, maybe they nail something good. Here's a story about the microbiome and cancer. There's a $25 million project that aims to find out if there's a link.
Is there a link? Well, let's think about it. Where is your immune system created primarily? In your gut, in the microbiome, right? Upwards of 70% of your immune system resides in the healthy bacteria that are in your gut. So, if your immune system fails, then you're susceptible to diseases like cancer. And if you've been injected with antibiotics, which destroy the microbiome since you were born, because we all know that you need an antibiotic every time that you sniffle, well, maybe they are connected. Yeah, of course they're connected. But it's nice to see that there's an article in Forbes that's going to get a lot more views than, you know, something that we put on our website. So it's nice that this is becoming more mainstream.
Mm. Now, what's interesting about, you know, one of the reference points to this article, they talk about Helicobacter pylori, H. pylori, and they say it's long been accepted to cause stomach cancer. I'm like, no, it doesn't cause it. What about the law of the terrain? Do you dunderhead doctors not understand? Why does something like this manifest and proliferate in the stomach? Well, we look at stomach acid production. You stop it via PPI drugs. Now you're going to alter what grows there. Something that could never live in the acidic environment of the stomach suddenly going, hey, this is our party time, right? And, of course, they incidentally see ulcerations, inflammation of cells. And over time, that can result in what? Cancer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it goes back to the Pasteur versus Bouchon, you know, the law of the terrain, of course. And, you know, and not that we don't see certain, you know, like in places where Helicobacter pylori is more pervasive, we do see more stomach cancer, but it's cause and effect, right?
Correct.
It's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing that I, as much as they can learn something from studying the microbiome, and I'm happy about it, they still come to the wrong conclusion. This means we have to target certain bacteria for elimination. No, go back to the basics of nature, and we're going to do that some more after this break with Ty Bollinger right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking the health world because it's time to go outside the box.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi pulls the plug on the State of the Union address in the House chamber.
I think it's a very, very bad thing for our country, and it's a horrible precedent. And we have many positive things to say, but we also have things that we want to turn into positives that are big negatives. The southern border is a very, very big deal.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's reaction?
Since government is shut down, we do not, let's work together on a mutually agreeable date when we can welcome you to the Capitol.
Venezuela's controversial leader Nicolas Maduro is breaking off political and diplomatic relations with the United States. This after the Trump administration recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as the president in charge. Maduro has ordered all Americans to leave the country within 72 hours. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I love it when we get to talk law of the terrain. That to me is the essence of everything TMB. And interestingly enough, babies typically born of healthy moms, they immediately get colostrum and breast milk from their mother, and that's about it. Except when Medical Man came about in the Flexner Report, which we've been referencing a number of times, somehow they got this strange idea that we need to eject them with toxic poisons containing aluminum because, my gosh, those little babies in the delivery room might sneak out when no one's looking and get a tattoo with a dirty needle. They're talking about the Hep B vaccine. There's an interesting story about this. Did you see this about Merck's Hep B vaccine?
Yeah, the vaccine shortage linked to reduced deaths in babies. That's interesting, isn't it? So it's kind of like what we talked about a couple weeks ago. When there's a doctor strike, the deaths go down. And now when there's a vaccine shortage, there's reduced deaths in babies. What, put two and two together. The vaccine's making babies sick or killing them. You know, and look, here's what, it's not just vaccines, Robert. We've been snookered in more than one way when it comes to babies. So as soon as the baby's born, they yank the baby from the mother in the hospitals. They wipe all of the good stuff off of the baby, which is the immune system actually getting through their skin and should be left on, right? You shouldn't wipe the baby off. Mm-hmm. And then they say, well, yeah, you know what, you know, breastfeeding is going to be so hard to breastfeed. We need to feed this baby some GMO soy formula.
Yeah.
So not only are they not going to be breastfed in most of the time in the hospital unless you ask to, then they're also going to be injected with, you know, toxic poisons in the vaccine. So they're getting a double whammy, the vaccines and the formula that's mostly genetically modified soy formula. It's just horrible. Yeah. It's like you take a baby that would have been perfectly healthy and you put them on the road to perpetual sickness with these interventions.
It's absolutely incredible. And indeed, this is, I like that you brought up that historically significant, you know, out of Israel and then duplicated elsewhere. Doctors go on strike, hospitals shut down, death rates plummet in those areas. The doctors go back to work, hospitals reopen, death rates climb back up. So we look at this Merck Recombivax vaccine shortage, and seeing a drop in infant mortality. Now, we've also covered, with all of the advancements in the United States of medical science and everything, that I believe it's number one on the infant mortality list of the industrialized nations. Is that right?
We are. Yeah. As a matter of fact, that was an interview that I was thrilled to get for The Truth About Vaccines a couple of years ago with Neil Miller. Mm. And if you remember, it was Neil and Gary Goldman did the study. They basically compiled these studies and from different countries and showed that of the, I think it was the top 35 industrialized nations, we have in the United States the highest infant mortality of the top 35 industrialized nations. We also have the most vaccines given to infants. And then if you look at the countries that have the fewest vaccines given to infants, such as, if I remember correctly, it was Japan, Norway, Sweden, and maybe Finland or Denmark. Those are the top four. They have the lowest infant mortality rates. So what they found, and then they found along the way the correlation too. So as the vaccines increased, the death rate increased all the way to the United States. Highest vaccines rates, highest death rates. So they found a direct correlation with the death rate and the number of vaccines that were given in those different areas. So we are the sickest country in the world, and we have the highest infant mortality of any industrialized nation. Why would that be? It's because of the vaccine schedule.
Well, is there any one of these other industrialized nations that mandates the, or let's say strongly recommends, right, the Hep B vaccine on the day of birth?
You know what? I don't remember if, I don't know if Panama would be considered industrialized or not. I don't think it was in that list. Panama is still considered to be like a third world country.
Right.
But we did live in Panama.
Yeah.
And I've told you the story before, but I'll share it again because it's been several years. But mm-hmm. when Charity was born in Panama, we had a midwife that flew down from the United States to, and we, and Charlene gave birth in the house, mm-hmm. in the bathtub,
yeah.
the way that women have done for millennia.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to get her birth certificate, but before we could fly out, or before we get the birth certificate to get the passport to leave Panama, they wanted to give her a Hep B vaccine. They wouldn't give her a birth certificate in Panama. And so we literally took about, it was about a 2-day process. And we had to get our midwife involved, and also, thank God, we had actually seen a medical doctor there in Panama one time before Charlene had the baby,
uh-huh.
had Charity. And so we had to get the medical doctor involved that came actually to the place where we were supposed to get the birth certificate and said, look, these people are American citizens, I'm their doctor. The baby clearly was born, because here's the baby, yeah. I was there, the midwife was there. Just give them the birth certificate. They're U.S. citizens. They don't have to have a hepatitis B vaccine. So we actually, after about a 2-day process, we did get the birth certificate without the hepatitis B vaccine. But I know in Panama, they're very adamant about that as well.
Well, and you know, you bring up some interesting points here to consider for all parents or parents-to-be. You stood strong against authority. Now, it's not righteous authority from God. It's secular authority from government, which often is not rooted in spiritual principles. And this doesn't mean we argue for a government that's a theological government. We like freedom of religion. But you have to be willing to stand up on your beliefs. And in that small but very important example in Panama, I want people to realize that's the same scenario you may have to encounter here in the United States, where this show normally originates. And I continue with this theme of standing up to do what is right, not what is convenient.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's funny. You know, we've got with our Truth About Vaccines list, we're entering into what we call a re-engagement campaign, just trying to get them to open emails and sending them free stuff just to get them involved again, because a lot of them kind of fell off with being neglected over the last couple of years. So yesterday we were supposed to film a video for them, and Charlotte and I got so busy that we didn't have time to film the video, but we're sending out an email today. And so I was like, what do we do last night? We got to send them something of value. So you know what? I wrote a poem about vaccines, and I want to read it to you. I wasn't even thinking about this, but since we're talking about it.
Nice.
So here's a poem that took me about half an hour last night, and I wrote this poem. But here, I'm going to read it on the air. So it's called To Jab or Not to Jab. All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. In my best Ernest Hemingway voice. When it comes to vaccine freedom, we must fight for the right to choose. Our bodies are not government property. This battle we cannot lose. If vaccines do no harm, why has almost $4 billion been paid to families of damaged kids in the span of just 3 decades? If you dare to question, you're mocked and called a kook. Since when is it imprudent to ask for a little scientific proof? The science is never settled. That's a contradiction in terms. Rational parents must be allowed to voice their legitimate concerns. When it comes to vaccine choice, zero tolerance leads to oppression. Say no to mandatory vaccines, for this is a despicable transgression. Remember, mandatory vaccines violate the laws of this land. As for the Bollinger family, this is most definitely our line in the sand. So please make your voices heard and be brave but not violent. For all it takes for evil to win is for good people to be silent.
Dude, if this accounting thing doesn't work out for you, you got a poet in you. Man, I was so impressed. I love that. I want to see if we can publish that as well in our notes here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you'd be so kind, because that's just beautiful. I love the way that was communicated.
Yeah, for sure. I'll send it over to you in Skype, buddy.
All right. Now, this is fantastic news, folks. Now, a couple of weeks ago now, I appeared on our buddy Del Bigtree's show, The High Wire. I talked about this mandatory vaccine, the back door to it, because many people, you know, I've talked about the religious reasons or spiritual reasons not to number your children like cattle. My belief system is you know, this is a deeply held belief, a sincerely held belief, how I live my life. And yet, you know, people are going, well, no, you just got to do it. And I'm like, wait a sec. Look what happened in Argentina. They've tied every ID, driver's license, and passport to vaccination status, not just for kids, but for adults. And I said, the real ID here in America, which is a bogus thing to have a national ID in violation of the Constitution based on the fear of boogeymen, is the backdoor way where they're going to tie Social Security numbers into your HHS and medical records, and they can expand. The Department of Homeland Security head has the authority under the Real ID Act to basically say, okay, now it's not just federal buildings and airplanes. If you're not fully vaccinated, your ID doesn't work anymore. You can't get on airplanes, you can't travel, and you can't work. So this is what we're looking at with this beastly number and how it ties together with everything.
You know, it's pretty frightening when you look at the potential implications. And, you know, unfortunately, we still got so many people that are just, you know, blissfully asleep and don't want to think about that. But if we don't stand up against this and make our voices heard, this could happen.
Yes.
There are plans for this. And so we've got to stand up for our right to say no to vaccines. And it is a right to travel.
Yes.
We do have a right to travel. We shouldn't be forced to a medical intervention to go from state to state or to board an airplane. But that's what eventually they want to do. It will be a gradual rollout.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the frog in the hot water, right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit at a time.
And that's the point I bring up here, in that, you know, let's say people might have, everybody's got different religious beliefs. You might not believe the way I believe about these numbers, but let's look at it from, hey, do you believe that vaccines are good for you? Most of you that listen to this show and follow Ty Bollinger and the Truth About Vaccines are like, heck no, we're not doing that. And then suddenly you find out, because you weren't interested in the ID issue, that they tied all of these things together, and now you're screwed because you didn't pay attention to the bigger issue, that is autonomy. Spiritual freedom, the freedom to move about the earth cabin and the United States cabin without being numbered like beasts in the field.
Right. But it's never going to sound that way when the news or the politicians present it. It's like, oh, this Real ID Act, this Real ID is going to protect us. We're going to know exactly who's crossing our borders, and it's going to come in. You know, the bad stuff comes in on the coattails, right?
Mm-hmm.
It always sounds good up front. they always present it in a way that's like any logical, rational person would be for this Real ID Act, because it's going to make us safer and it's going to help us know who's here and it's going to keep the terrorists out, when the biggest terrorist in the world is, well, we don't need to say it on the air, but we all know it's not the Muslims.
It's government. Listen, our founding fathers knew that, but again, you quote them, and then you know certain elements within our government will perceive you to be the enemy, and of course that is as predicted by our founders. And now the FBI is crying because it can't pay its informants to entrap you because the government partial shutdowns happen. I say, Trump, keep it up, shut more of it down.
Me too. Drain that swamp, man. Keep that swamp unemployed.
Yeah, exactly. And again, as I said, I have compassion for people that aren't getting their paychecks, although they're going to be guaranteed to get all the money that they didn't get paid for, they haven't been working, once it goes back to business as usual. But the also element of this is that if you don't have access to really good medical insurance, you're now going to have to think, let's say, outside the box. And you might actually uncover the reality of natural medicine, homeopathic remedies, dietary supplements, organic non-GMO food as a better option for reversing your disease than drugs ever would or could be.
Who would have thought, man? Maybe it'll force you into that place. Hey, while we're talking about the government shutdown, do you know about the TSA? I mean, how are the lines? Because I know you're flying out Friday to a conference. Charlene and I are flying up to New York City for a conference. How's the TSA lines? Are they worse?
I think that they now got even more rank amateurs doing colorectal exams, so it's going to be a little nerve wracking. We got to take a break. We'll be right back to wrap up Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This weekend I'll be in Tampa with our friend Dr. Marlene Siegel for her Evolve Holistic Health Expo. TMB, you and your lovely wife Charlene are going to an event up in New York.
We are. Yeah, we're speaking Saturday morning, I think 11 o'clock, at the Real Truth About Health Conference in Long Island. I think it's Melville is actually the city. But, yeah, and I'll be looking here for a second. I'll get you that website people can find us at.
Yeah, so from time to time we'll be outreaching beyond radio, and we'll actually be places. So I want you to know about it. If you're up in the Long Island area, go see Ty and Charlene. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, come and see me. We've got a lot of cool events coming up we'll be talking about in the near future as well. So let's see.
It is. I'm checking right now. It's Melville, New York.
Melville, New York.
And and as soon as the website loads up, I'll tell you. But I think it's the real truth about health conference.com.
Ooh, that's okay. That's a long one. Yeah, the real truth about healthconference.com. And if you want to go, get there, see if there are tickets available.
It's a free conference. A free conference.
Wow, that's great. Ours costs some money, but hey, whatever you got to do, invest in your health. If it's free,
exactly.
I hope you appreciate it too. Now, I'd love to be there with you guys too. It's great when we get out and about together. Now, there's a DNA cancer test that just got approved by the FDA. Everybody, don't run and get this. This is scare tactics, isn't it? I mean, the fact that, they've claimed the BRCA gene, BRCA 2, 3, 4, whatever it is, it means you're going to get cancer. I mean, this is a scam, folks.
The 23andMe, right? It's a DNA test that's been used like to find out who your ancestors are. But now they're saying, yeah, you can actually find out if you have a hereditary colorectal cancer risk. And so what they're going to do is they're going to scare people. They're going to find out, oh no, I've got a gene that might give me colorectal cancer later in life. What do I do? And you bet your bottom dollar they're going to scare people into taking preventative drugs. Preventative chemo, just in case. Whatever
you don't
it might
need
be.
That rectum. Let's pull it out and let's give you a bag, right? I'm telling you, folks.
Exactly. Preventative colostomy.
This is not helpful. Now, it's fascinating to me if you want to go into your lineage, right? Go, research your history of your family. But when you start taking it to the DNA level, that, you know, that acknowledges genetic determinism, which is bogus. We know the term epigenetics. It means environment, nutrition. All of these have factors. Even belief systems have factors on gene expression. And in homeopathy, we talk miasms. You may have a predisposition for certain things. Never has to manifest if you live a lifestyle in accordance with the natural world.
Oh, absolutely. That's called epigenetics. And we know that you know, there's certain people that might have more of a propensity for some sort of an illness, whether it's cancer, diabetes, or whatever it is, heart disease. We know that. But it doesn't have to manifest. Because why? Because there are things that you can do that override your genetic expression. Epigenetics, it's a very well-known field of science now, and it's real. And that was one of the things that struck me, Robert, about Asia, is that all the doctors in Asia, they're talking about epigenetics. They're talking about, wow, you know, your DNA, your DNA, your genetic propensities don't matter, because you can choose to live a lifestyle that's healthy, whether it's using, you know, lots of herbs and raw fruits and vegetables, or whether it's eating a clean ketogenic diet, or whether it's exercise, or ozone therapy, traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda. It's all, these are all epigenetic switches. I don't know how many doctors said these are epigenetic switches that you can use that will not allow that predetermined genetic expression to actually manifest, because we do have the power to heal. It's ours, and that's the science of epigenetics. And that should give hope to anybody that has got a family history of cancer, and myself included.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think that now everybody's connected to someone with cancer, or had cancer, or died from cancer, or in reality the treatment for cancer. And we're rapidly getting to the point where we can say the same about vaccine injury, which will be the, I think, the death knell for the vaccine paradigm, which is coming all too slowly for the children who are yet to be harmed and have not gotten the word, because their parents are still falling under the spell of Big Pharma's hypnotic doctors with licenses and medical degrees.
Yeah, they're sorcery. They're a bunch of sorcerers.
Exactly.
That's what they are, practicing sorcery.
All right, well, there's another episode called Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. My buddy, happy belated birthday to you. Once again, we send our love and prayers out to the family of Ben Johnson and all who knew him, and acknowledge and dedicate today, at least this show, to a great, great man, a wonderful healer and physician. We really appreciated so much his work.
Absolutely. Yeah, God, rest in peace. We know that Dr. Ben's in heaven. He's in a better place now. He's a good man, and he lived his life the way he should have, and he's going to be greatly missed.
Yeah, and with that, we will acknowledge from the heavens right down to the earth plane, the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.